The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and this is a podcast we bring to you every other week throughout the year to highlight our special members of the Quinnipiac Chamber community. Organizations, nonprofit organizations, small businesses in entertainment, restaurant, retail, manufacturing, insurance, finance, everywhere. And one of the venerable institutions formed here in Wallingford that every year brings music, joy, and performance is the Wallingford Symphony Orchestra. And there'll be a concert coming up this Sunday, December 18th, a holiday concert. We'll tell you the details here in just a moment. But also to welcome now our maestro, Philip Ventry, who is a longstanding instructor, taught at Choate, Rosemary Hall, and continues as the maestro conductor of the Wallingford Symphony. Phil, welcome. It's great to have you here with our podcast.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Well, before we talk about Sunday's concert, let's talk about the symphony itself. For many, many years, the symphony has performed, has been part of the landscape here in Wallingford, and professional operation in many ways, volunteer, but professional. A lot of professional musicians, some top flight musicians are part of this symphony.
Yes, this is now an all professional symphony orchestra. And that happened in 1978. We were founded in 1974, and we've been all professional since then. And we have the best professional musicians from all of Connecticut's very best professional symphony orchestras.
So the recruitment process with professionals is different when we think about some of the other theoretically suburban symphony orchestras, which do not feature anything more than volunteers or somebody who has learned to play, the violin or, cymbals or whatever. These are trained musicians, and they have performed all over the Northeast and in other venues.
Yes, these are the very best professional musicians in Connecticut. They come from the Hartford Symphony, New Haven Symphony, Norwalk, Greenwich, Waterbury, all over the state. And they are so dedicated. We're so blessed to have these musicians here. It's one of the most wonderful moments for this orchestra for many, many years now.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of the symphony and dating back decades past, its origin, its founding. So give us a little bit of a history lesson, if you can.
In 1974, Terence Netter and I went to the Bicentennial Commission and sent them, we need to do something that's going to be profound for Wallingford to celebrate our bicentennial, but something that will have lasting value for the community. We'd like to form a symphony orchestra, and Choate Rosemary Hall will be a co-sponsor along with the Wallingford Bicentennial Commission, and we'd like this to be something to be in Wallingford forever. We'll have children's concerts, we'll have pops concerts, we'll do ballet, we'll do opera, we'll have symphony concerts, and we'll also reach out to other Connecticut communities and give concerts in other Connecticut towns. And we've played in 10 Connecticut communities. And in Madison, we've played there for 30 years on the green for their July 4th Pops concert. But we've made many, many wonderful connections with towns and cities in Connecticut. And that's been one of our goals, to just spread the word about the Wallingford Symphony. And the New York Times wrote about the Wallingford Symphony, "It is well worth the drive to Wallingford to hear the Wallingford Symphony." And this is something that's been very wonderful. I tell everybody this, because how often does the New York Times comment about a Connecticut orchestra?
That's right, yeah. Well, they may say the New Haven Symphony or some other larger scale symphony, but it's certainly something that's been around since 1974. And also about you. Let's talk about you and your background, too. You have been a longstanding music department head here at CHOAT. So many talented students have come through CHOAT that have been under your tutelage. And you also have deep history with your father and the Ventry brand, if you will, with music. So talk about the several decades of experience.
Well, I come from a rich musical heritage. My father was a musician in New York City in the 1920s and 1930s and 1940s. He played at the Roxy Theater, the Paramount Theater, and was a regular musician at the Radio City Music Hall. After that, he went and performed with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra on tour in America. And my mother was a vocalist, a choral conductor, and a pianist. And my father's brothers, all of them were musicians, and many of them were in New York as musicians, or they were conductors, conducting in Europe and conducting in America, everywhere. So it's been in my blood since day one, and it's something that I cherish deeply.
And you've had this affiliation with CHOAT Rosemary Hall, the Paul Mellon Arts Center, and now this beautiful facility right here at the heart of CHOAT. Describe that evolution, because you've had two great venues on campus there in which to perform.
Yes, in 1970, when I arrived at CHOAT, Seymour St. John said, "We want the very best music program of any private school in America." I said, "I'll do the best I can." And for all those years, I put together a faculty of the best professional musicians and private teachers in Connecticut. And many of them are still there as our private teachers. The CHOAT Orchestra played concerts all across Europe in 12 European countries many times, in China four times, including three times on the Great Wall of China. We toured in South Korea as well. And they played in Carnegie Hall twice, in Lincoln Center at Yale University, at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. And it's been quite a journey. I was at CHOAT for 50 years, and I cherish all the memories. And in fact, one of my students from 1972 is a soloist with our concert on December 18th.
So let's talk a little bit about the concert that's coming up this Sunday, the 18th, holiday concert. And I'm thinking throughout the year, how many concerts with themes you've put on, the Hungarian concerts, engaged with the Hungarian community here in Wallingford, rich Polish community. You've taken all this sort of cultural connection with the symphony, but now we have the holidays. So let's run through the list for this Sunday.
But this is why the New York Times wrote about us, because when they called me up, they had heard about us, and they started asking me questions, and they realized that the programs were very creative. It wasn't just an overture, concerto, symphony. We do very varied programs. We glorify and honor all the heritages across this world. We featured music by literally every composer, of course, but also Native American composers, African American composers, Chinese composers, South Korean composers, European composers, African composers. We've tried to do that because I believe that music is a universal language. And this is something that I've always tried to do. I've guest conducted orchestras in Europe and guest conducted orchestras in China. And I've tried to always bring this to the people there, my love and passion for music by composers all over the world. And that's very important, because there are many composers that are not being played. Classic example, women composers. There are wonderful women composers. We're going to honor many of them this year on a concert. And that's something that orchestras are just beginning to do. And they should have done this a long time ago. We've done it before, and we're going to do it again, because there are many wonderful women composers. So that's something that I'm very dedicated to.
So this incredible reach around the globe that you brought here to Wallingford, the New York Times encouraging people to come from New York to come to Wallingford in this coming Sunday with the program that you have. Let's just sort of touch on a little bit of it. Okay. Just some highlights in the few minutes we have left. And also we should give a pitch too, because we'd like our community businesses that are in the Chamber of Commerce to support the Wallingford Symphony Orchestra. It's continuing decades long excellence. So let's talk about this Sunday.
Well, we have a wonderful concert. It's actually a Pops concert using the format of the Boston Pops. I played in the Boston Pops under Arthur Fiedler's director when I was a student at New England Conservatory, and I cherish those memories, and I try to bring all that back into our orchestra. We're playing music by Prokofiev, his very popular Troika, which is a sleigh ride, and then David Langstaff, class of 1972, Joe Rosemary Hall. He's a recorder virtuoso, and our principal flutist, Elizabeth Kitson, will play music by Telemann that is very evocative of the, you know, the very pastoral setting of the birth of Jesus Christ. And then we're going to have the Dag Hammarskjöld Middle School Chorus in Wallingford and the Moran Middle School Chorus in Wallingford. And they're going to sing with us. We're going to do a Leroy Anderson, a Christmas Festival, which I played as a musician in Boston for many years. And then we're going to do Let There Be Peace on Earth, which is very important. And then we're going to do three Christmas carols as a sing-along with the orchestra. And after we do that intermission, we're going to have a toy symphony, then the Little Drummer Boy, Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson, the festive sounds of Hanukkah. And then we're going to close the programs with a wonderful version of the Wexford Carol and a wonderful setting of Towards the Night Before Christmas for a narrator and orchestra. And this will be done by Susan Yankee, who was our soloist. And we're going to close the program with a classic Boston Pops arrangement called A Christmas Scherzo, featuring lots of wonderful Christmas carols.
That is just wonderful. And that is comprehensive. And I think one thing that you bring as the conductor is you bring the educational aspect of this. And if you really wanted to come to these concerts, what also makes it a joy is you learn a little bit about the music. You're just not conducting on stage. You are educating all of us to understand what we are listening to and the cultural and historical significance.
I try to bring what I call interesting insights. And this year we're going to add to the insights humorous moments about Christmas. For example, why does Santa Claus always have outstanding health? Because he and his wife have excellent elf care. And when Mrs. Claus teaches the elves how to read and write, so they can, you know, they're doing toys and they have the ability to read and write, how do they know that? Because she taught them using the alphabet. So we're going to have humorous moments and glorious moments from Christmas. And I will talk about the music and the composers. Just to enlighten people and hope after they hear this, they will then listen to music by these composers and continue to enjoy and continue to nurture their mind and their soul with wonderful, wonderful music.
Well, we encourage you to come out, the Wallingford Symphony Orchestra. You can get tickets online, yes. WallingfordSymphony.org.
Yes. Exactly.
Bring your family. It's a Sunday before the Christmas holiday weekend. This is a great break and a tradition here in Wallingford throughout the year, more and more concerts.
And this is a very festive moment. It's a very festive program. It's a traditional Boston Pops holiday concert. And Santa Claus will be there this year, greeting everyone when they come in.
Perfect. Perfect. And we want you to know, as I alluded to earlier, the Wallingford Symphony is always looking for volunteers, always looking for people to be patrons, always looking for businesses to support these concerts. The concert that's wonderful, July 4th on the grounds outdoors at Choate, for many years, that's a wonderful way to celebrate our country and our birth of the nation of July 4th. With that concert, but throughout the year as well. So you can also go on WallingfordSymphony.org, get on a mailing list, learn a little bit more, the email list to support the symphony here in Wallingford. This coming Sunday, Wallingford Symphony Orchestra concert, holiday Pops concert, and then throughout the year at 2 o'clock, this coming Sunday. And we want to thank the conductor, Maestro Phil Ventry, and everybody involved with the Wallingford Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast for today.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.